Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our 39th devotional in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 14, verses 13 to 23. How do we make each other stumble, and how can we avoid it? Here's Romans 14, verses 13 through 18. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. That's Romans 14, verses 13 to 18. Manners. Manners are a way of loving others. Our culture doesn't think much of manners these days, thinking they're just a matter of formality, and we generally despise formality. People used to dress formally whenever they went out to public, even to a ball game. Then they started dressing up only for work and church. Then workplaces went casual, and then churches went casual, and then people dressed up only for weddings and funerals, and now even those are becoming casual events. What in the world do manners and formal dress have to do with today's passage? Nothing really. I just wanted to vent. Actually, there's more of a connection than we might guess. Thinking about manners and the way we dress forces us to think about other people. What are their expectations? What would make them feel respected or feel comfortable around me? A consideration for the perspectives, expectations, and comfort of others is actually vital to living as a gospel community in the church. In the church, different people have different convictions and scruples about certain issues, like we discussed in our last devotional. I don't have to live according to someone else's convictions about secondary issues, but I cannot judge them for having different convictions, and I also cannot trample on their convictions due to a selfish, thoughtless rudeness. What are the consequences of my trampling on someone else's convictions? I might lead them to violate their conscience, act out of rebellion and not out of faith, and so disturb their peace and upset their walk with the Lord. Here's a good example. Let's say I have a brother who cannot drink alcohol for whatever reason. Maybe he's convinced it would be a sin, or maybe he's a recovering alcoholic. I don't have to quit drinking alcohol because of his conviction, but I do need to avoid putting him in a situation where he might be forced to drink alcohol by social pressure or by my direct urging. If he's convinced drinking alcohol is a sin, I can gently instruct him from Scripture to help him see that it is not. But until he sincerely comes to see that for himself, drinking alcohol would be a sin for him, because it would not be an act of faith and obedience, but an act of rebellion. We need to live more considerate lives. This includes being careful with what we share on social media and what we encourage other people to do or not do. Doing so shows love to our brothers and sisters in Christ and helps build up the body in unity and peace.